Welcome to the Poundcast, Brent. Today we're going to talk to my nephew, Cooper. He's a 17-year-old high school student. And we're just going to take a peek into what's it like as a teenager these days. Get to know him a little bit. And Brent's going to ask him a lot of questions about what it's like to have an uncle such as me.
An uncle who's so cool and hip and plugged in. And
which, you know, he doesn't care. Why would he? Well, maybe he does care a little bit. We'll find out. We're about to find out. But what else is going on? Oh, on the way here, I was picking up some snacks at the at my local coffee shop. Has all these really good snacks, you know. And they actually have Louisville vegan jerky. I know people are like, oh, great, he's going to talk about this again. But they are our sponsor. And I love this stuff. That's why they're our sponsor. And I went to go. There was one bag left. All the flavors were out except one bag of it was the pepper flavor.
Black pepper.
Yeah. I go to grab the bag. And this hand comes in and we both grab the bag. I'm looking at this hand because it was like, I had to reach up like this. I see this hand. I look down the arm and I go all the way up. It's Julia Roberts. And she's like, oh, that's the last bag, huh? And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. And she was like flirting with me. She's like, oh. You're not someone that I would.
Do you want
to
share?
It goes like this. You're not someone that I would talk to, but you like Louisville vegan jerky. I said, yeah. And we're both still holding the bag, you know? And I'm like, Miss Roberts, please. It's all yours. It's fine. I'll simply go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com and order another batch for 20% off using the code word Poundcast. She said, I can save some money right now. I said, yeah, go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. Use the code word Poundcast. She's like, oh my God, you're Doug from the Poundcast?
Oh, Poundcast? You mean you're Doug? Oh, what? You're Doug?
And she goes, tell you what. Why don't we peel this bag open and you and I can go for a walk and talk about it.
you.
I'm like, talk about what? She's like, the 20% off and, you know, our love of vegan jerky.
And how it's bagged in the United States and how it has a shelf life of 9 months.
She's like, this stuff's got the 9 month shelf life. Of course, I'm going to talk about that. She was totally cool, dude. So I spent my whole morning and afternoon with Miss Julia Roberts. In fact, I don't even know if she's married. Let's look her up. Well, she wasn't acting like she was married. Okay. There's something about that bag of jerky. I guess, yeah, she's been married since 2002, but maybe she must be
bored of
that husband. But look, she was just being friendly.
Isn't Lyle Lovett her husband?
No, that was from 1993 to 1995.
Oh, that was only a couple years. Okay, a few years. So you guys talked about Lyle.
I asked her that. I was like, is that country singer your husband? She goes, love it or leave it. I chose leave it. I was like, you know what? You're hilarious. Let's go. I'll take you up on that.
Is that a joke that you've made in the past or something?
I don't know.
I think I've thought of
that joke, but there was never really what am I going to go on stage and be like, so there was a country singer and he was married to Julia Roberts and. What did Julia Roberts say when she divorced her first husband? There it is. Love it or leave it. So I just had a wonderful day with her and I told her about the podcast, but she's a subscriber. She's a Patreon member. So she gets to listen to the extended episodes that we do every week at patreon.com/poundcast. Yeah. She's like, I'm a pound pimple. You know that. And, we really hit it off. And I,
wow.
By the end of our, I was like, we got to the end of the bag, you know, and there's like one piece left. And we each put it in our mouth, like Lady and the Tramp. And then she's like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm married. She's just like, something about this jerky just got to me. So that's how I started my day.
Wow, that's pretty good, man. It's patreon.com/thepoundcast.
No, patreon.com/poundcast.
Got it.
Yeah. If you want to go to the Instagram or the YouTube, it's youtube.com/thepoundcast. The Poundcast, I believe, on Twitter. Instagram.
And Twitter, too.
And Twitter, too.
And Tyler, and, too. And Tyler, too.
Yeah, and Tyler, too. On Tyler.com.
You know, your story with Julia Roberts, you know, may or may not have been fictional, but it really reminds me, kind of, not of a real story that happened to me with someone of note.
Can you say who?
Yeah, I will. Well, this was in probably 2006. I had been hearing about Pinkberry, you know, Pinkberry frozen yogurt. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to check this place out.
I remember those days. It's so funny how these trends come and go like that.
Yeah. But everyone was talking about Pinkberry. I said,
everyone had to get the Pinkberry.
And I went into, it was right before they were going to close. I went into the Pinkberry, the original Pinkberry, the very first one, which was on Melrose near La Brea. And it was pretty crowded in there when they were about to close. And I walk in and I see this table and this woman sitting at a table by herself. It was none other than Lisa Loeb. Okay. Remember Lisa Loeb,
the singer-songwriter from the 90s with the glasses.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The glasses. Yeah. Stay was her big hit.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, well, I said, oh, that's Lisa Loeb right there. Interesting. So I get my yogurt and there was nowhere to sit. And I was sort of standing around kind of looking for somewhere to sit, but there were extra chairs at her table. And so she saw me kind of looking for somewhere to sit. And she said, oh, you can sit here if you want. I said, okay. And I sat down and we hung out and talked for a half hour or something like that. And talked about just different things, you know. It kind of felt like a date, to be honest. She's asking me what my sign was and stuff. And
And then she goes, I'm going to leave, but... You stay. I already ate my yogurt. Is that how it went down?
Something like that. We did, but it was interesting though, because I don't know. I just thought, I mean, when that song was popular, that music video was popular, I would have never thought I was going to be having frozen yogurt with that woman, you know, some years later.
Pretty cool.
It was kind of interesting. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, should we get on with the show? Anything else sure. We should announce?
Well, we're engaged.
Oh, that's right.
Feels me great, and Lisa. Huh? Me and Lisa. That
no, oh, I thought. No, I'm just kidding. Got excited for a second.
No, I'm just kidding. Doug and I are engaged. Yes. Sorry to.
No, that's cool.
Sorry to kind of diminish the big news, but.
All right, well, let's get on let's talk to my nephew Cooper and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah.
Any remixes this week, Brent?
I don't know that there is not.
Okay, well, we're just going to run the classic Poundcast theme.
I said this at the end of the episode, but oh, whatever. We can mention, I don't know, we mentioned our team at the end of the episode, so we did that then. Anyway.
Mention it now.
Let's just do it twice. Why not? You know, because we're so grateful.
Yeah.
So
don't start something and then not follow through.
Chloe Bonilla, Jackie Montana, and Jack Birch. And Jack, I mentioned this at the end, but Jack Birch has been making some cool clips on YouTube with graphics and stuff like that.
YouTube.com/thepoundcast. Yeah, that's the Poundcast team. We thank. Yeah. And thanks a lot, guys. And
check out the highlight. playlist. You can see some fun clips that have been made there. Yeah.
All right, let's roll the clip.
Doug and Brad, talking to each other. Doug and Brad, what will they talk about to Doug and Brad? Are talking to some pimples, Doug and Brad. We'll talk to their friends and Doug and Brad, talking on the Poundcast.
Welcome to the Poundcast. My nephew Cooper, here he is.
Wow, this is amazing. I let me just say off the bat that Cooper, for the listeners, looks like a chiseled teen idol version of Doug. The resemblance is definitely there, and it's almost, and the hair is similar, but his is sort of the younger, modern, more modern version of the hair or something like that. It's just funny because you look like an athletic kind of guy, maybe. And it's funny because it really does look like a sort of younger, more athletic version of Doug. Yeah.
Well, Cooper is, he is exactly that. You should see him in person. He's like, how tall are you now?
6'2".
He's huge, Brent. And he's built. He's like muscular, and he's on the football team, and he's on the basketball team, and probably some other teams that we don't know about yet.
It's just really funny because he's really very much, wow, this could be the new you, Doug.
Take your podcast over, Doug.
Yeah.
So Cooper, I know these things, but just for the listeners, you're a teenager.
Yeah, 17.
And junior in high school, 17. Brent, you really wanted to get him on here, so maybe you should take the lead here.
I've got loads of questions over here.
All right, throw them at me.
Okay, for starters, you know what Doug does, obviously. Well, I mean, okay, right. Besides editing, though,
I don't know if my family members know all the stuff I do.
Do you know that he does comedy?
Yeah, he does like comedy sketches. He kind of has his own YouTube channel. He edits stuff. That's like all I remember. He also is kind of a music guy too.
Have you seen his comedy before? And do you think he's funny?
No, well, I bet he's funny.
Is he funny at the dinner, like when you guys get together and stuff? And does he make?
Yeah.
He makes you laugh.
Makes everyone laugh. Usually, yeah, he's like a jokester, I guess.
So is he
really? Because I feel like I'm not that funny when I'm around the family. It's more like
I remember at Thanksgiving, it's like funny, like listen to you like talk to like dad, you know, like hear you like talk with grandma, you know, that's kind of funny.
Cooper's dad, Cooper's mom is my sister. Cooper's dad is a jokester. He's constantly cracking jokes. So the whole family there's a lot of jokes going around. A lot of them are inappropriate, to be honest. What's that, Brent?
Do you think of Doug as the funny uncle? Oh, I have this funny uncle.
It's probably closest to that. I mean, we got like Uncle Guy and like my cousin's uncle. I mean, yeah, I think you're like a top contender for funny Uncle Doug.
Well, how many uncles do you have? Two?
Probably two of the most I can think of.
I got to be the funny one. Give me
that. Three. I remember like Aunt Susie and like my cousin. Yeah, all right, go on. Sorry. Okay.
And you don't know, you don't have, you never seen any of the shows that he's edited?
I saw like some of his YouTube videos, but not his shows.
So you've never heard of Eric Andre or Tim and Eric?
Oh no, everyone like in my like gray knows who Eric Andre is. He's like pretty big. If you put up a picture of him, like some my age, they'd like totally recognize him, I think.
Do you think it's impressive to you that Doug has written and edited that show?
Yeah, sometimes I tell my friends at school, like, yeah, my uncle edits that kind of stuff. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah.
So do your friends think it's cool that your uncle is involved with that show?
Yeah, I haven't told him he's directly involved with that show. I just know he's friends with him. I tell my friends, like, yeah, oh, you know who Eric Andre is? Yeah, my uncle's friends with him. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Now,
he's not out there using me as clout to be cool. He's got his own thing going on, trust me.
Well, it's more, I'm not even asking that. I'm actually asking, do you think Doug is cool?
Sorry
do you
it. Think yeah. yeah, I think it's
no,
cool.
Like, do you but I mean, what I mean is when you tell your friends that, do you kind of feel it's not about even like trying to make them feel impressed? It's about, do you feel cool around your friends and about Doug that I have this cool uncle who's involved? Basically, do you think Doug is cool or do you think he's just some regular kind of guy?
Oh yeah, I think I do find him like cool. I mean, when I bring him around, like, you know, my friends in my neighborhood, they think he's cool, you know. So yeah, I think he's like cool. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess. Do you think of Doug as somebody who seems young, or do you think of him as somebody who seems old?
He's like a boomer. No, I'm just joking. Is he like, he knows what's like going on for like stuff my age? I feel like, you know, at the same time, I could like get those like wives, like, yeah, he's like an 80s guy, you know.
But Cooper, the music you like, and Cooper plays guitar and he's really good, actually. Do you play a 7-string guitar?
Yeah, 6 and 7.
He plays 6 and 7-string guitar and he shreds. He's like a shredder. But the music, point is, the music you listen to is kind of like from
90s.
My era. It's like 90s heavy new metal kind of stuff, right?
Right.
New metal?
I listened to a lot of that stuff when I was in middle school. But I kind of like.
Are we talking Korn over here?
I saw Korn live with Alice in Chains and my dad.
Oh, Alice in Chains. Okay.
Yeah.
So you like Alice in Chains?
Oh, they were awesome.
How was Korn?
They're also awesome.
It'd be funny if you said, oh, they were corny.
No, they were corny, yeah.
They were corny, you know, with a K.
Yeah. So. You guys like Limp Bizkit, though?
You like Limp Bizkit?
No, they're all right. They're kind of cheesy, but I think Wes Borland is like a really great guitarist.
You know what? I agree. I think I might have said it on here before, but I saw the most recent Limp Bizkit. They were at like Lollapalooza or something.
Oh, you went there?
I just saw it on YouTube.
Oh.
And I thought it was kind of cool. Like, I'm not like a Limp Bizkit fan, but they kind of rocked.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Which videos have you seen of Doug's? What sketches?
Oh, I saw like the Barry one. I remember, like, the strawberry one. We're out on, like, the beach, you know?
Oh, Duet Crew Sandberries.
Sandberries, yeah, okay. Did you think that was weird, or did you think it was really funny, or both?
I thought it was funny. That's, like, the only video I saw of his. So I guess, like, after this, I go do some researching on him, I guess.
Hey, you don't have to.
I remember when that video came out, you and your sister were much younger. And I think you guys were showing it to me and saying you liked it, but I guess that's when they gave up looking at my work, which is fine. I know you guys are kids. You're not supposed to be like into like what your uncle is doing.
That's what the crux is of this episode. I feel like is our nephews into what their uncles are doing. You know, the funny thing is, and I probably shouldn't say this in front of you, but is that the average person would think that what Doug is, what he does and what he has done is very interesting and very cool. And it's interesting to me to, you know, when you come across people who just, you know, don't really, you know, especially family members who are, you know, it's like to think of Doug in a different context, I think, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the thing about Doug, and I shouldn't probably say this because it's probably going to maybe embarrass Doug a little bit, but his editing style is influential that some of the biggest comedy shows, and not even comedy shows, just biggest shows have been in some ways influenced by his style. We're talking even Saturday Night Live, I feel like, has even been influenced by
Doug. They're influenced by you, Brent, big time. Well,
dang,
but I remember even, I don't know, maybe, I don't know when this even was. It was maybe 10 years ago or something. I remember that I watched this thing on Saturday Night Live, and it was a fake commercial, and it was kind of edited in this kind of way that reminded me of Tim and Eric, and I just thought, that's Doug right there. Anyway, his editing has spread, his style has spread, and it's, I don't know, he's secretly an important person in the world of editing.
So he's like,
I think a lot of people don't even realize that.
I don't want anyone in my family to know anything about this stuff because Cooper's cool, but like my mom will say, like if we're at a restaurant, she'll say, oh, this is my son. He's visiting from LA and he worked on Portlandia. Have you heard of that? And then the poor server is just like, can I take your order? You know?
Oh my gosh. I remember when you told me about that show. I remember watching a little bit with mom about that. Portlandia. So what you're saying is like Doug is like the Jimi Hendrix of like editing.
Well, Jimi Hendrix was, I guess my point is that he's underrated. You know, my point is that he's underrated, that people don't really know. People don't know Doug as well as much as they should, or the influence that he has maybe had on things, you know.
Wait, so he's basically like the West Borderland of editing.
There you go.
Super talented, but underrated.
Kind of a thing, I guess so. I don't know who that is, but yeah.
He's a lead guitarist of Limp Bizkit.
Oh, got it. You mentioned him earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. But I guess growing up, I mean,
Brent, we don't have to keep talking about me. Like,
I know.
It's just like you're reiterating stuff.
I know. I had just one last question about Doug, okay, which was, cool. Do you, at all look up to him in any way?
Well, he looks down upon me by about 7 inches, but
no, I think he's kind of like a weird guy. Whenever he's around, I'm like, don't bring him here. Don't bring him there. No, I'm joking. I think he's cool. It's not really like I look up to him like a lot, but like maybe when I was younger, I was like, yo, we have to have Doug over. Maybe when I was like younger and you're like 12 or 13.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
No, we've gone skateboarding
with my friend a couple of times.
Yeah. We go to the skate park.
Yeah. I mean, do you think, that's,
he can skate too. He can drop in on a quarter pipe and he doesn't even skate. He's not even really a skater. He just like wears his basketball shoes and drops in.
Yeah. That's what's also interesting is that, you know, Doug, he skateboards. Do you think, my uncle skateboards. Do you think that's kind of interesting or cool?
I guess it's interesting. I remember like my friend probably thinks you're like a lot cooler than how I think you are, you know? He's always like asking like, yo, can Doug come over and skate when he's like my age, you know?
So he's tell him, let's go skate around Thanksgiving. I'll come out around then. We'll go to Railbender. We'll go to Redstone.
Yeah. But to like answer your question, yeah, I think it depends on the person, but yeah, I think skating's cool. Like I've like somewhat did it, like I kind of like dropped out of it, you know, because I was busy with other stuff like sports.
Uh-huh. You're more into basketball and football.
Yeah.
You dunk?
Oh, no. No, I can like hang on rims sometimes.
Let's get into you here. I mean, obviously, you know, you're a bit of a jock, yeah?
Not really, I guess. Maybe, I bet you can say that. I go to like a smaller school, so I guess people don't really get to define themselves as that. You know, as like, I'm the nerd, I'm the jock, but I bet. Okay, you go first.
You think of yourself as a nerd?
No. I'm just saying, like, there's like people want to label themselves as that. Like, oh, there's like the nerdies, and then there's like the jocks, and there's like the skater. Well, like usually my friends outside of like my school, you know, public school kids, they're more the jockey kids that like the party. So maybe you can define me as that a little.
I see. Now, what are kids? Yeah, go ahead.
I'll just say that Cooper's like me. He's a jock. I'm a jock. I skate. I play volleyball. I'm always out there using my muscles. But he's also an artist. He's playing guitar. Yeah. And he's a musician. Okay. He's got the best of both worlds. And he's kind of a nerd too, because he plays a lot of video games, correct?
Yeah. Sometimes. Like over the weekend, I would.
Well, video games is, that's not a nerdy thing.
I don't know.
Everybody plays video games.
I'm just trying to be in general. I don't, but.
Well, it depends on the video game. If you play like Call of Duty, no. But if you play like, I don't know, StarCraft or something like that, then yeah, definitely.
That's a nerd game, StarCraft?
I think so. Or like World of Warcraft.
Right. Is Minecraft considered a nerd kind of game or what?
Oh my God, that game, that's like the biggest game like right now. It's like funny though, like when it came out, everybody loved it, and then all these annoying kids started playing it, so everyone hated it, you know. And then when Fortnite came out, all those annoying kids went to that game, so everyone started loving Minecraft again.
So who are the annoying kids in your school? You don't have to say their names, but like, what do they do, and how are they annoying?
Just describe them.
I wouldn't say my school has a bunch of annoying kids, but I guess the ones that would be. I don't know. Gosh.
You go to maybe a small private school. So
oh yeah,
the annoying kids are at other schools, but you still hang out with them and know kids from like the public school.
I'm just saying like I've met a bunch of annoying kids, but like definitely like the freshmen are like, you know, like don't realize how annoying they are. You know, like they'll laugh. They're kind of just like, can you like stop? I need to learn this because I don't want to do it. In study hall, you know.
Can you do your impression of like an annoying like spaz like freshman?
Yeah, those spastic kids, those are so annoying. Like, oh my gosh! And always like doing something like not related to the class, like dancing. He's like, what are you doing?
I'm pretty impressed that you're kind of like into like you just want to like focus on the school or like on learning.
Well, like. I mean, it's like you don't want to have homework after football practice, you know?
Oh, so you want to crank it out during school?
Yeah, after like doing a bunch of running, and after you're done, you feel like you want to throw up. You just want to go home and like do whatever you want to do, you know?
I hear that.
So, what are you getting, straight A's or?
No, like A's and B's.
What do you like getting more, B's or A's?
Probably C's. I don't really like A's. I don't know. If I get to the A's, I look like a nerd, you know? Gotta crank those GPA down, you know?
Right. C is for cool.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Why do you think you turned out to be such a good kid? Because you seem like a good kid. I mean, when you were younger, you had some issues, but all kids do when they're having growing pains, you know? But you really like wrote. Now you're like a sports star, and you're getting A's and B's. It's probably better than I did.
Oh, dude, you think I'm a good kid? You have no idea. No, I'm just joking. I don't know. Maybe it's just like I do know kids that like do that stuff, but like I guess I was never super close with them and did that stuff with them. I kind of just like I don't know, like hung out with the kids like I already knew during like. Middle school, you know, and they didn't do that stuff.
When you see kids that are like bad kids, do you like see that and think like, I don't want to be like that? Like you kind of like know in your mind or in your heart that you don't want to act like that?
I don't know. I guess there's like types of those, like the kids always like out partying. I guess I think those kids are fine, but like all the edgelords, you know. I guess I don't want to be like that, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
All the what?
Edgelords.
Know what that is?
What is an edgelord?
basically like, I don't know, like a white kid in the back of the class that thinks he's like better than everyone else. He like offends people on like, I don't know, like Reddit or something, you know?
Edgelords are like kids that like to, yeah, just be edgy for the sake of being edgy, just to piss people off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of examples, Brent, of different perhaps comedians that act like this, and people on like 4chan and Reddit who like just try to be offensive. What'd you say?
Trolls.
Well, no. Well, they just doing it because they want to. Trolls who like want to get reaction out of you. Like if I was acting dumb on purpose, like make you mad, then yeah, that's more of a troll in my book, you know?
That's interesting.
I'd find a troll as like someone in like a game that like scores on his own goal, just like pisses teammates off, you know, your reaction.
Are there sports trolls that do that?
No, I'm just saying like in like FIFA or basketball, like 2K. Or like in Call of Duty, they'd kill their own teammates, just like get reaction out of them. But an edgelord would probably like type down something racist in the comments.
Yeah, edgelord is like racist and, you know, homophobic slurs and things like that.
And so what kind of, I know, so you like 90s music. That's what you listen to, 90s rock.
Well, I kind of listen to that in like 2000s rock and 2010s metal. There's not like a lot of rock around right now. Stuff that, yeah, go on.
Rock, there isn't really any rock bands these days.
Well, I mean, there's like rappers doing pop punk stuff, you know, like MGK, you know, he did a pop punk album. And then I think some other rappers did like pop punk stuff. There's like a guy named like Youngblood or, yeah, I think that's his name. He's kind of like a rocker, you know.
What about that guy, Johnny Machine Gun or whatever?
That's his name, Machine Gun Kelly. You know what's funny about him? He like dissed Slipknot, you know? Did you hear about that?
No, he dissed Slipknot?
Yeah, because like the lead singer of Slipknot, Corey Taylor, said that he didn't really like his music. He said that like, I hate the musicians that failed in one genre and went to another. That's like, I remember. And then they perform at the Riot Festival. And then people were leaving MGK's concert to go to Slipknot's concert. And then he saw that and got mad. He was like, you want to happy I'm not doing being 50 years old and wearing a weird looking mask.
Oh, that sounds like a bit of an edgelord, huh?
Yeah. Jason said that. And then like people started booing at his other concerts. And he was crazy though. Some like fans broke into through like the barricade and like punched him in the face. It's like crazy.
How do you find out about all this stuff?
I follow like Instagram accounts and they like share this stuff, you know.
So you're not reading Rolling Stone magazine?
No, there's like,
what about Spin?
No, there's this metal and rock like website called Loudwire. I follow them on Instagram and like see all like the news that's happening, you know.
That's where you get all your information, is from pretty much Instagram and the phone stuff on apps and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of an Instagram account called Catatonic Youth?
No. Is that like a meme account?
Not really.
I mean, they post. I'll send you a link. They post really funny music fails, basically, like, you know, like really bad music that's like so bad that it's funny, you know.
It's usually rock, you know, it's usually kind of rock oriented, I would say.
I see. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Corey Taylor was on the other podcast I do on my birthday episode.
Oh, that's nuts.
And
that's crazy.
You gotta check that out.
Who's that?
He's cool. He was the same. He's from Slipknot.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's really cool, actually. I like him. So like, yeah, what kind of stuff are like, what sucks about being a teenager?
Probably COVID.
Oh.
Definitely that.
So well, that sucks like, about being any age, I guess, these days, but like,
yeah, but like
in general, what are like,
you crack down faster for doing stuff. Like if you want to party, then that gets cracked down faster, you know?
What does that mean, party, for you?
Oh, no, I just go to someone's house and, like, hanging out.
Okay, what do you guys do?
With a bunch of people, not just, like, two people. It's like they invite over, like, a bunch of people and, like, play music.
Uh-huh. And what else? You just talk and play music?
Sometimes people do, like, alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess that's, like, everywhere.
And what do you do about that?
I don't know. I just ignore it because I have to drive home.
Good. You know? That's good.
Good. That's good. Good. Good.
That's a good Cooper. Good Cooper. And so are these get-togethers? Are they co-ed or just the guy?
I don't know. You hear going on around, like, she's throwing a party or he is. And you're like, yo, can I come? They're like, yeah, you're cool. You can come. And then, like, a friend gives you their address or they give you their address. You just go over and hang out.
So, what is it like? Do you feel like you're able to be friends with girls, or is it kind of, or do you feel like, oh, I don't know about that?
I'm not friends with anyone, bro. No, I'm just joking. yeah, I can be friends with girls.
Uh-huh. But do you kind of relate to girls?
I guess I can, depending on the stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. We can't all relate to everyone's issues, you know?
Right.
Usually if I see someone, like, a girl in my grade, I see outside from school, I go up and talk to them and they'll be like, oh, what's up, Cooper? I'm like, not much, you. So, yeah.
That's about it. That's where it ends. Well,
we like talk at school too, you know.
Are there any, do you think there's any girls at your school or even outside of your school that might have crushes on you?
I don't know. One. No, I don't.
Dude, there's got to be so many that maybe they're just not, you just don't know about it.
Are there, because there's maybe, you play football, right? Is that right? You play football?
I go to a 2A school and we're not really that good. So you guys, yeah.
I was just wondering if there's cheerleaders, you know?
Oh, there are.
The cheerleaders aren't coming up to you after practice or whatever, after a game. You look great out there on the field.
Anyone on the team wants that to happen.
What?
They're all like freshmen, like cheerleaders. That's the majority.
They're like really annoying.
Yeah.
You
want like a senior cheerleader?
I guess. Or a junior one.
Or maybe like a college girl?
Oh, heck yeah. No, I got a college girl, enough. NBA cheerleader, enough.
Hey, do you have crushes on girls?
I mean, every guy does, right?
And no, but any ones in particular?
Well, not every guy, but...
Oh, yeah.
There's girls at your school that you like?
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Do you ever try to, I don't know, ask them out or anything?
No, I'm like, I live like 3 minutes away from school. But I usually like... I do like sometimes hang out with the girls outside of school too. I have a lot of like guy friends out of school too, and they usually like bring them over to the park and I usually like talk with them.
Is it what hard do you do
at the,
to talk?
What happens at the park? What park is this?
Oh, it's like the park by my house. I should be more. I have like a park by my house. It's like a literally like 30-second walk. It's all my friends. We used to hang out there a bunch of the time, you know.
So you then just. When you're in the park with your fellow teens, are you like kind of sitting basketball. Around and like, are you playing play music on a ball? Are you playing basketball? Yeah.
There's like a basketball court there. Sometimes we play music too. It's cool.
Do the girls watch or they play along?
No, they don't. They just watch. There's like other guys sitting down talking with them. Sometimes we like bet money, you know? After like we bet money, we like go to Key Supers, like spend it. After like you win or lose, you know.
What's awesome about being a teenager?
Oh, it's awesome. I don't know, maybe like the seeing all the memes, you know. You know what like devious licks are?
Wait, back up. What? Memes?
Okay, sorry. Okay. That was like a giant step. So I guess the best part maybe for me at least, is seeing like all the memes on the internet maybe right now, you know?
Oh, memes. Okay.
And it was like trends, these like stupid trends that like all the dumb kids do, in my opinion. There's like this like app called TikTok. You guys know what that is.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, good. I don't have it. I just go on Instagram and see stuff from there and YouTube. Yeah.
Do you think it would be lame if Doug had a TikTok account?
No, like so many adults that have TikTok accounts. I even see like people like over the age of 30 on there. So it's like normal. It's like, this is normal. Someone that being like over the age of 30, having a Instagram account, you know?
So do you think when you get older, you can't see that, you can't appreciate these things such as memes and,
No, I feel like there's like an understanding to it from like your age, you know, like there's something you'd probably understand that I won't. There's something I would see that I'd understand, you know?
Well, whenever I visit out there, you always are showing me stuff on your phone and I understand maybe half of the memes you're showing me.
Yeah.
So okay. there is this new sense of humor that they're into that, like, I don't know if it's references that I just don't get.
Can you provide me an example, Doug?
No.
I could help you. There's like, sometimes they make fun of like, there's like people, like they make fun of certain people, you know, that like my generation would get, like people that are always talking about like grinding hard, you know, working hard.
Uh-huh.
And they like make fun of that. They're like always on that grind. And she was like, a, I don't know, you're a broke person counting like $2 bills. Kind of like, you know, making fun of people like that.
I can understand that one.
I think that's
$2. $2 bills, those are kind of rare.
Those add up, you know?
No, I mean like counting like $1 to, you know. Never mind.
No. I mean
you just have to see it, Brent. You'd have to see
believe it.
No. Is that what kids are into these days? Is they like memes? That's the thing.
I guess it depends on the person. So going back to like, sometimes it's like trends, you know, like the ice bucket challenge, the crate challenge, or it's like this stupid challenge called devious licks. I remember seeing it on YouTube, kids would like steal stuff from schools. I used to think it's like, oh, that's kind of a mean thing, you know, just stealing on scissors. Someone will probably need that. But then there's like people stealing like urinals, and, like bathroom stalls. It's kind of like, funny to see that, you know.
I heard that's a problem. Like their schools are like getting all their stuff taken out of their bathroom. Now they don't have any like supplies in there left and toilet items.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the school. Mine's fine with that.
Did yours suffer from any devious licks, it's called?
I remember the middle school bathroom. You know, I go through a kindergarten through 12th school. And I remember like one of the urinals broke. And that just came to my mind, like, yo, imagine if like a middle schooler was trying to steal a urinal. Wouldn't that be funny? You just see like this little tiny kid walk out with like a giant urinal swimming down the hall. imagine seeing that.
Isn't there a new trend now where it's like the opposite? Where like
Angelic yields.
Angelic what?
Angelic yields.
Yields, yeah. So now Brent, they're putting stuff in the bathroom, like bigger and better stuff. As oh my god, a new trend. Dude. Yeah.
Like a TV. I saw someone put like a TV in. Like it was like funny.
A what? Angelic,
a TV.
They put a TV in the bathroom?
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, how big
TV? This giant was like,
Did they plug the thing in?
Yeah, they did. They plugged it in, like set down the remote. I bet after they took the video, they just packed it up and left. Or like
They got the shot, and then
I'm learning here. There's devious licks.
Yeah.
And licks is in tongue licks. That's what it's like called.
I think it's just like a saying, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you spell it.
Devious licks and angelic yields.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm learning. This is cultural. This is a cultural thing. I'm learning about a new terminology. I've never heard these terms before.
Brent, when you were in high school, was there any like trendy pranks like that went around that you can remember?
I can't say. I mean the bathroom. Well, for as far as the bathrooms goes, I mean it was always just a a dark, and it was just a graffiti dark, you know,
kind of place.
Scary place, basically, that, you know, there were no, you know, doors on the stalls. So, you know, forget about trying to take a crap there. You know, that's not going to happen. In fact, the tip, if you're in high school, if you go to a public school and it's not a great environment.
They like grab your shoes and stuff. Or no, I saw like one video of a guy taking a dump and someone ran up to him and stole a shoe from under the stall.
Oh my gosh. The tip I have for any high schoolers out there is, I mean, if your bathroom is not a pleasant place to go to the bathroom and you got to go number two, you want to go to the nurse's office. That's how you do it.
Oh, you got your own bathroom in there, huh?
You got your own bathroom in there.
That's good hack.
First of all, I never went number two in high school, but there were two times or something like that in the whole 4 years of high school that I did have to go number two. Or maybe three, but it was the nurse's office. It's the ultimate secret, and I'm letting you people know right now. The ultimate secret in high school is you go to the nurse's office. There you go.
You're like people my age watching this are just like shaking their heads right now. They're like, I'm saying something like completely off from what they do, you know?
Oh, think you're not representing you
Well, yeah. You go to a private school, so maybe more kids go to public schools and they have a different, like at your school, is there bullies and things like that? Or are you a bully?
Oh, dude, I'm the biggest. No, I'm joking. no, there's no bullies. I mean, if you act like an idiot, I guess you would like get like stuff back at you, you know? Like if you said something dumb, like everyone would probably like point it out.
I find that you and your sister and your friends and all their friends are like really like nice kids. They're like nice, which is they watch weird stuff on their phone, but then they're like real nice. So that's kind of cool.
I mean, yeah. Is bullying even a thing anymore? It seems like, you know, the culture of just the world is kind of cracked down on bullying. So I feel like, you know, bullying bullying still exist because of the way that people are so anti-bullying these days?
Probably depends on the school, but probably die down, especially like, I remember like watching like an 80s movie with my dad and it shows like all the freshmen getting harassed, you know? And I'm like, yeah, that totally died down. Like my generation.
What about online? Is there still online bullying?
That's where it goes down probably, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's not that bad if you can just turn it off, you know?
You don't have any friends that are victims of like bullying or anything bad?
From what I can tell, no.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
What do you post on there? What kind of things do you post?
Absolutely nothing. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I have to like make it perfect. But sometimes I used to post stuff like my vacations, you know, like when I went to Chicago, I posted stuff like that, you know.
Do you ever take pictures of yourself and show them up on Instagram?
Rarely. I kind of deleted all this posts now. These are all from middle school. I stopped doing that, you know.
Do you want to go to college?
Yeah, I actually just went to college. Toward this morning.
Yeah, you just scouted one out this morning, right?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
Yeah.
Like UCCS, I think it's called. It's like University of Colorado Springs.
Oh, I thought you meant University of California at Cruz Santa.
So how did you like that school?
Well, I thought it was cool. It wasn't super big or small, so I thought it was a good size.
What do you want to do? Do you have any plans, like what you want to get into when you're like out of school, or like first in college? Do you know what you would want to do in college?
I just figured it's like a good paying job, maybe like engineering or something. You know, that I think that'd be good, and then like maybe join a band so I can like have something fun to do. Off to the side, you know.
You should make that your main thing, and then engineering something fall back on.
Well, her, it's like if your hobby is your job, then it's like not really as fun as it used to be, you know. If your hobby kind of job fails, and you kind of don't have anything to lean on,
you should make You should make engineering your hobby. Do that. You do engineering for fun, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You'll be making lots of money. I was going to ask you something.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Cooper, you're really good at like history. He's kind of a history buff.
Is that right?
We played this game, Timeline. Remember that Timeline game, Brent?
Oh, yeah, Timeline.
I remember. And he would like win every round. So,
oh, yeah? Oh, wow.
And weren't you into like learning about communism and stuff for a while?
Oh, no. Not like really. Russia? I was curious about that stuff.
That's just such an interesting thing to be curious about when you're like, I don't know, you were like 14 at that time or something.
Yeah, because I remember like seeing all these like communist memes, you know, at that age. I was like, oh, what is this stuff actually? So I just asked, whenever it's like it's on the news, I'd always ask stuff about that, you know. I remember in middle school, I'd always like watch these like SJW on compilation. Like, oh my, they got owned.
Wait, hold on a second. Let's get into this. Hold on. So SJW, Social Justice Warrior compilations, where the social justice warriors get owned, or they own?
They get owned. I like colleges and stuff. I remember just watching those in middle school and thinking like, oh, this is what it is, you know? Because whenever like, I think I just thought like that was those like, you know, people, you know, like communists and stuff, like, oh. So when I see that stuff on the news, I'm like, oh, it's those SJWs being owned. I think that's what I thought was middle school. But I like grew out of that stuff.
Yeah. But you're not a history buff anymore, huh?
I guess I someone am, you know.
What kind of what histories are you into?
It's like European history is cool, you know. There's like a lot of wars that happened in there. That's like Asian stuff is cool, you know, like China and Japan. Because that's like cool to learn about how the rulers like messed up a lot, you know.
So go ahead.
How do you feel about like, are you optimistic about the future of your future and the future of the country future? And the planet? You're just playing ball. And you're just playing ball and having fun. You shouldn't worry about that stuff. Or
yeah, that's maybe, not my maybe you ballpark. Don't.
Yeah, that's not your ballpark.
Yeah. Maybe you feel like. Yeah.
What's one of your favorite memes that you've seen? I mean, what? How does that go?
I remember like this is kind of an old one, but I remember in like eighth grade, there's like this like Shaggy memes, you know. Who they're like talking about, like he's like, you know, the guy from Scooby Doo.
Oh, I thought you meant the reggae guy.
No,
I don't think I know who that is.
Okay, but yeah, Shaggy, Casey Kasem, yeah.
There's like yeah, Shaggy from Scooby Doo. There's just like so many jokes about him being like an ultimate like god, you know, being. He's like, I use 3% of my power to like fix world hunger. This is like funny.
Uh-huh. Do you know about Scooby Doo?
Yeah, everyone my age probably does.
Is there like a newer Scooby Doo or something? Are you talking about like the old school Scooby Doo?
Oh no, we all know the old school stuff. Yeah, we all know the old school stuff.
This is something that probably Doug might not even know, but you want to know a little inside trivia about Scooby-Doo?
Sure.
All the characters in Scooby-Doo are based on characters from an unrelated TV show. Doug, do you know this at all? Do you know what that show is?
An unrelated TV show. I'll try to guess. So when did Scooby-Doo come out? In the 60s or 70s?
I'm thinking 70s, but
so the TV show is from the 60s or the 50s?
It's from the late 50s or early 60s.
Is it like Car 54? Where are you?
No, but I mean you're in the zone a little bit, but
yeah. Does it have is it like Leave It to Beaver? Is it
getting closer in a way, you know?
Mary Tyler Moore?
No.
Okay, what is it?
The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis.
See, that's something I don't even know. I've never
Heard of the show Dobie Gillis? So, well, anyway, there's a beatnik kind of character that's on the show played by Bob Denver, who played Gilligan in Gilligan's Island. And that his character's name is Maynard G. Krebs in the show Dobie Gillis, and that's Shaggy. I mean, Shaggy's based on that character. The main, the titular character, Dobie Gillis, Fred from Scooby-Doo, is based on him. And then, and the other characters are based on other people anyway. Except for Scooby-Doo, that's not based on any, the dog is not based on anyone from Dobie Gillis. But it's just kind of an interesting little thing that they're based on those characters from Dobie Gillis. Yeah.
Speaking of Scooby-Doo, I remember I had like my homecoming week like 2 weeks ago, and we do like these themes. It was like a cartoon themed, you know. The seniors chose Scooby-Doo this year. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Was like all the music like Scooby-Doo music?
No. It's just like we like decorate like our, we do like stuff themed around that. Yeah.
So let's talk about homecoming. What, did you have a date?
No.
That's okay. You know, I don't think I ever have it. I had like a homecoming date maybe when I was a senior, or I had a prom date when I was a senior, but we were just friends. It was like,
right.
You know,
same here.
And, so what was homecoming like? Was what kind of music were they playing and stuff?
I don't know. Just like 2000, anything like above 2000s, like Pitbull. I forgot some stuff. Like, I remember like just like some like clean stuff, you know,
like Katy Perry.
Oh yeah. They played what's that like girl's name?
Kesha.
Taylor Swift.
Kesha. Yeah. Yeah. They played one of her songs. I remember Flo Rida, stuff like that.
Was there a DJ?
Yeah, there was. It was lame. It was kind of a little lame though, because it was like outside because of COVID, you know?
Yeah. So did you dance?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you have moves? Like,
huh?
Do you have moves?
No.
Did you slow dance?
No. People were like leaving, and like they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna leave to go to this party." I'm like, "Oh, can I come?" So then I just like left with them.
Okay.
So yeah.
Did you fast dance?
Fast? No.
You just kind of stood there and like played along with the.
I kind of like jumped up and down with all my friends, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
When you go to a concert, have you ever been to a show that you mosh at?
I went to a Korn concert, but I didn't mosh there, you know. Yeah.
When you make a basket in basketball, do you give your friends high fives?
I don't know. It depends, I guess. Like, if it's just like an open shot, then no. But if you like cross the kid up, you know.
When you come back home. When you come back home after practice, do you drink Sunny Delight?
No, what's that? Like a reference to something?
Well, it's a reference
to that word before.
Sunny Delight. You look like you would maybe drink Sunny Delight after practice, but it's an orange drink.
Is that the sponsor for this podcast? No, I'm just joking.
No.
Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah,
so Sunny Delight was like a drink. They probably still make it, but it was like this crappy, like orange flavored drink that in the 80s and 90s, it was like all over the commercial. Every commercial had, every cartoon had a Sunny D commercial.
No. You like 90s music, right? But no. Do you also like other 90s things, such as 90s movies and so on and so forth?
Not really. I mean, I like a lot of other music, you know, too. Like, I like 2000s and 2010 music, you know. I guess, like, other 90s stuff, maybe. I guess would be, I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
You like Nirvana?
Yeah, I also like Foo Fighters, too. I think Foo Fighters is better, though, than Nirvana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what about do you what are they called? Pearl Jam?
Oh yeah, I like Pearl Jam.
What about Stone Temple Pilots?
Yeah. Oh, did you know who Chester Bennington is?
Yes, he's from
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
And he like toured with them. He was like the lead singer for them for a little bit.
Oh, I think I heard that. So yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, I heard that they had a new lead singer or something, I think.
Yeah.
Let's walk through like a typical day.
Well, for me?
Yeah. So you're in school. So what time do you wake up?
You're up at like 6:30.
And then when do you have to leave? But you have your own car now. So you drive to school?
Yeah, a Land Cruiser. Nice. I like brush my teeth. I guess like fix my hair. Because it gets like all messed up in the morning, you know? It's like not good.
You should wear it back like that. That looks good.
Yes.
Maybe one day.
I like gel it up and it kind of just falls back down.
So you do kind of puff it up, or you make it go up like dead guys,
or no? Well, we have the same. I think we do have the same hair jeans because mine goes like forward. Even if like right now I was wearing a hat, so it kind of goes back, but usually it just kind of goes back forward.
Man, if you had a pompadour or something like that, that could be interesting. Pompadour.
Wait, so you get up at 6:30. You drive your Land Cruiser. Do you pick any of your friends up, or you just going solo?
Just like drive my sister to school with me. She's a freshman at school. I leave at like 7:20 or 7:30, somewhere around there. You know, like it takes me like 2 minutes to choose what I'm going to listen to on the ride there, you know? Like a 30-minute drive there. Try to get there like fast, you know? And then like I just like walk in there and hang out for like 10 to 20 minutes, you know, waiting for our classes to start.
And then what's your first class?
Chemistry.
Do you like that class?
It's okay compared to all the other classes.
What do you do in that? Do you make stuff in that class? Do you have like the Bunsen burners and stuff?
We do, but we haven't done anything yet. I don't think we'll do a bunch.
Oh, because you kind of just started school, huh? Like in the last month?
Months ago, I think.
Are you guys all wearing masks all the time or what?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think the teachers kind of gave up a little. They're like, okay, we have to be three feet away from each other at lunch. And there's like a scene between everyone, but then everyone just gave up and just like sat right next to each other instead of being, you know, 1 foot away from each other.
Yeah. So they're just letting you like live your life as you wish.
Yeah, but we still need a mask though.
Oh.
Are you afraid of getting COVID-19?
I'm vaccinated, so no. At first, when I was like freshman high school, it's crazy that happened that long ago. But when I first heard about this stuff, I was like, wait, what's going on? We're going to be like home now. I didn't really get it at first.
You were a freshman when COVID first started?
Yeah, it's not.
That is crazy. You're right. Because that would have been at the end of your freshman year. And then you did your whole sophomore year during the pandemic. And now.
Yeah,
high school is such a small period of time, if you think about it.
Yeah, but it feels like forever.
It does feel
like forever.
I remember
what kind of stuff. What do you do on? Okay, what's your second class?
I got math, which is algebra 2, trig.
That's not too fun, huh?
That's not bad. It's kind of easy.
Then what do you got?
Oh, then what do I got? We get like a 10-minute break just to eat food. And right after that, we got like this English class.
And American literature.
No, it's like composition strategies, something weird like that, which is like nice, I guess. And right after that, I got like these two Bible classes in a row. I go to Christian school.
Hmm.
And they're all kind of boring.
What's your favorite Bible verse?
I don't know. Jesus slept.
He slept. That's your favorite verse.
Definitely.
Okay, right. So then what? Then you got any more classes?
After that, I got like Spanish 3, which is like hard because like we took like a test, and like majority of the class got like a 65 on it.
Oh, so the teacher's not, like, teacher's not too good at teaching you how to speak Espanol.
Maybe, or maybe it's us. Who knows?
Can you speak Spanish? You're in level 3 now, so can you do it? Can you order something at Taco Bell if like you wanted to order in Spanish?
Probably. I'll just do it to like the white guy. No.
You don't even talk to anybody there. It's just like screens now, right?
Right.
Oh, so when you go to Taco Bell, you're able to order in Spanish now.
Yeah. I can like hear them trash talking me on the count now. Well, like Spanish 3 is annoying because we're doing we're like doing this like thing. Like this pen pals with like people from Barcelona, you know?
Wait, you're like back, all the way from. Is this part of Spanish class being pen pals with Spanish speaking people?
Yeah, from like Spain.
Who's your pen pal?
I don't know yet. Kind of just started this week.
Oh, you didn't get one?
No, we're making like a video in the moment about ourselves and about our school. It's basically the same thing from like every kid, you know? But the thing is, though, I remember, what was it? I remember, like, she showed us, like, a video, you know, of, like, them presenting their school to and presenting themselves to it. Except I think she forgot to tell us that, like, oh, this is, like, people from Spain. Because she's like, this is from last year. Like, oh, these were her students. That's what I thought. So she shows us these, like, videos, you know. And they're talking, like, super fast. I'm like, what did they just say? And everyone's looking around at each other, like, what did she say, Mrs. You know? Right. And then, like, they're like, you know, they talk super fast, you know? I remember, like, they're like, oh, yeah, they're from Spain. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, we're going to have pen pals. You're going to have to be talking to them in Spanish. But they get to talk to you in Spanish. So it's kind of like, uh-oh, you know? But she said she'll help us out, so.
All right. Well, what kind of what do you look forward to? Like, what's your favorite thing to do?
Favorite thing to do?
Yeah.
Maybe basketball or guitar. I actually really like just playing pickup games at the gym over this summer, you know.
Do you like playing basketball better than football?
Yeah, probably. Football can be a little freaky, though, you know. When two people are like running at each other at full speed.
Yeah. You are know? You worried about like? The injuries, you know, you know about football, how a lot of people have brain injuries from all that bashing into each other. Are you worried about that?
No. I go to a small school, so I'm like a lineman, you know, and they don't get like hurt too bad, you know, they just get rammed, you know.
Do you have any kind of teenage angst at all? Do you feel that at all? Is there?
Yes, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes with like classes too. Like, really? I got like 95 on this instead of 100. Can't you just give me like all of it?
Oh, so that's where your angst comes from?
Just like not getting a perfect score?
Not getting
it. You know, it sounds like you got everything's going pretty good for you. It sounds like.
I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like it's like normal though, you know?
Okay, like, let me ask you this.
Really, I got.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Cooper.
Okay, it's like annoying though, because like, I'm like, really? I got 9 out of 10 because I forgot to put down the title of the project on it. Like, really? Like, stuff like that. Sometimes when I'm home too, I guess, when my mom like yells my name, I'm just like, what? No.
Do you,
know, it's annoying, right? She's the worst, right?
Oh, she's the enough.
Do you get any social anxiety at school? For example, the first day of school, which was probably pretty recently, were you kind of nervous about to go back into school? And that was probably, you were probably going back into school in person for the first time in a year, right?
Right.
Was that kind of,
I don't know. Last year we went in person. We had a lot of, you know, things, you know.
Okay, well, even still,
I wasn't really too nervous.
After, you know, the summer break or whatever, was it kind of scary going first day of school?
I get a little, I guess. But not really for me, you know, because you already know everyone there, you know. Well, yeah. It gives me like anxiety, like football games, you know. Like, oh, there's like a giant crowd. We're going to have to be like ramming into each other. I guess it's more sports, you know.
Okay, so when you went to school the first day, you didn't put thought into, I don't know, your hair or what you were going to wear and stuff like that? And I don't know, just...
Maybe a little, like...
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
And do you get nervous around girls or...
No, I don't. I mean, if it's like a giant group of like people, you know, that I don't really know, I get a little nervous, like,
Cooper's chill, Brent. He's the cool kid in class. And he probably walks into every situation with ease.
But sometimes maybe I feel that little, you know.
Do you want to start a band?
Yeah, I have like a friend who plays guitar, you know, and we're thinking about starting a band.
So you got to find a drummer and a bass player.
Yeah.
What would your band be called? Do you have any ideas for what, any band names?
Like, we have like two names, like Cracked Horizon or like Abattoir.
Whoa, this is good. Okay, Cracked Horizon and Abattoir?
Abattoir.
Like, what is that?
You know, where there's like, you know, I looked it up. It's like, you know, where like animals go, like get turned into meat. It's like a slaughterhouse.
Oh, it's called an abattoir. Oh, that's like the French spelling of it.
I think so. I like heard it in like a video. Remember how I said in middle school, I used to watch all those like SJW on compilation. I like heard that word in like one of those. It was like crazy vegans were trying to shut down one of those. It was like abattoir. What's that? Look it up. And it's like slaughterhouse. Like, oh, that's a cool name for metal band.
I thought what you said that I thought you said abattoir as in it's like the word avatar, but it's a more
a tour
specific vision, a singular vision of an avatar. So an abattoir.
Oh, right. You know, like an auteur who does.
Yeah, an auteur who does.
They control all aspects of their memes.
Of their avatar. Yeah. I have a question. What comedy do you like? Do people your age like?
Probably Dave Chappelle and like Bill Burr. Uh-huh. Probably the two main ones. I remember at like school, they were talking about like cyberbullying. They pulled up like a Dave Chappelle clip to like, you know, talk about us for that. And everyone's like, oh yeah, I love that guy. He's amazing.
Wait, so in your Christian school, they're playing Dave Chappelle clips?
No. There's like a clip of him saying how like a fake Dave Chappelle Twitter account was like trash talking someone. They're kind of using that as like, you know, like how words can hurt people.
Oh, I see.
And when like, if it turns out the person that account was trash talking, you know, didn't even like, was also another like fan account, you know.
Well, you should check out Brent Weinbach's special. It's on Amazon. It's called... What's it called, Brent?
Well, it's called Appealing to the Mainstream.
Yeah, it's called Appealing to the Mainstream. Check it out on Amazon. You and your dad and my sister and your sister could probably watch it.
I mean, there's parts of it that your parents might not want you to watch. But...
Maybe.
I mean, there's bad words sometimes.
Oh, no.
They watch like hardcore R-rated movies with them. They've seen more stuff than that, trust me.
I suppose if you're watching Dave Chappelle, it's probably not much more, you know, crazy or whatever. But
Brent's a total edgelord, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Cooper, we got to wrap this up. We'll ask you a couple questions after we take this little break. But thanks for doing this, and I hope you had a fun time. And you got any plans for the weekend?
Oh, I'm on fall break right now.
How long is that?
So I got like Thursday through Monday, I think. So this one's pretty long.
It's not a fall break.
Not a bad break. I have a football game tomorrow. So I guess I have football practice today. So I'll just be chilling out.
All right. Well,
but yeah, I'm also going to an MGK concert, you know. Who? I bought tickets. I'm going to a Machine Gun Kelly concert.
Oh.
My friends. And I bought the tickets before he, you know, trashed Slipknot. So I'm thinking about like wearing a Slipknot t-shirt to his concert, you know.
Ooh, who's the dude, who's the edge lord now?
The troll. Now you're the troll.
Yeah, like, who's the troll now?
I don't know.
Well, good luck with that. Thanks for doing this, Cooper, and thank you, listeners. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you want to continue listening to this podcast, go to patreon.com/poundcast and sign up and follow us there, and you'll be able to keep listening. And we would like to thank our Poundcast crew, Jackie Montana, L. Burcho, Jack Birch, and of course, Chloe Bonilla. They all help us put this show together, and we thank them.
And Jack Birch, if I don't say this in the intro, I just want to say, I'll say now that he's been making some good edits of some clips lately on YouTube, some funny graphical clips.
Yeah, he's been doing good stuff.
You should check those out.
Check those out. YouTube.com/ThePoundcast if you want to watch this.
And Jackie makes some great clips as well, too.
Yeah, L. Burcho. Follow him on social media. All right, thanks, Cooper. Stick around 1 second. And you want to plug anything?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, no.
Thanks for having me, Uncle Doug and Mr. Brent. shout out to all my football guys.
Who do you want to shout out to?
My football team. I have like football practice. I'm going to tell them I was on a podcast.
Pretty cool.
Shout out to them because I'm going to tell them I like talked about them. I like watch all the way to the end for this part.
Nice.
You don't think at this point that you can start, you know, after this last hour that you could start calling me Uncle Brent?
All right, Uncle Weinbeck. I feel like when I leave, I'm gonna be like walking. I'm like, oh, I should have brought that up, you know.
Well, no, it's okay. It's okay. Just hold on 1 second. And signing off. See you next week.
Bye bye.
Doug and Brent, talking to each other, Doug and Brent, what will they talk about today? Doug and Brent, are talking to some pimples, Doug and Brent, we'll talk to their friends, and Doug and Brent, talking on the Poundcast.